Hello, good people. It's the Mike T Show, episode 2. Today's topic is relationships. And today's generation, today's time is crazy. Crazy, man. I'm on Instagram and all I see, women blasting men, men blasting women. And it's like, when do we find a common ground to agree or disagree? Now, by all means, I think it is my personal opinion. I think it is the man's job to lead and to do his thing, plan for his family. You know what I'm saying? Take care of his family, provide for his family. You know, that's all well and dandy. I agree. I would believe most would probably will agree with that. But now I know y'all probably like, well, what does the woman do? Well, the woman turns a house into a home. She turns food into a meal. The woman gives a man purpose, meaning, reason why he does all this. You know, she makes it worthwhile. Like, we're just not spinning our wheels, or we just not housing some people and not being appreciated or feeling like it's pointless. She makes all of that worthwhile. A good woman make a man want to go get a job, put a roof over their head, put in any car she want that he can afford, take care of his family, provide for his family, protect his family. No, yeah, all that good shit. A good woman will make a man go do that. But let's get some real particulars out the way. We've been so at each other's neck here for the last few decades. I don't see a lot of good real relationships out here. I don't. You got these independent women. It ain't nothing wrong with a woman being independent. But when you yell that you're independent and Ted says and you publicly speaks that you don't need a man to do this, you don't need a man to do that, we're gonna take heed and move out the fucking, get out your fucking way and let you do what you do. But then you got those that say that and then contradict themselves, be like, ain't no good man out here. He don't want to do this. He don't want to do that. Well, you just told him. You don't want it. You don't need him to do that. See, real man, we want to feel needed. You know what I'm saying? That's part of the purpose. That's part of the purpose. There's not one man out here, if they woman told them, baby, I need you to do this, I need you to do that, what would his response be? What would he do to make that happen? See, I'm all for the woman having her own job, her own money, her own lane where she can shine. I'm down for that. I'm not against that at all. But there's nothing in this world that can replace what a man can be to you. Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. There's nothing like a man's love, just like there's nothing like a woman's love to a man. It can't be duplicated, replicated. It can't be replaced. And that's what we got to get back to. And that's what I was talking about in my last episode about real love. Man, we've lost that connection, man. Now, today, everything is about material things that literally sits in the back of the closet or on the shelf and collect dust. Today's world has literally become about money and material things. And when it's all said and done, none of that shit matters because you can't take it with you. Absolutely not. You just can't. So what is I'm saying? Shit, man, y'all know what I'm saying, man. Let's extract all of that shit. Materialistic things, money. Let's set that to the side. I'm not saying that those things aren't important or whatever, but let's set it to the side. Now, how do we build a real relationship? How do we build a real companionship? How do we build real love? I got a few things. Shit, how do you do that? By being open with each other? By being truthful to each other, by compromising, by communicating, and supporting each other. There should never be a point of time where you finger pointing at each other. Who's did this and who did that? Let's just keep it honest. When shit happened, we know what the fucking problem is. Honestly, take a little time, talk about the problem, and you shouldn't even take that long to talk about the problem. Because let's just be honest, we ain't kids. Once that shit happened, we already know what the problem is from both sides. There should be more time spent on solutions and how to fix it than idolizing the problem. I feel like when you spend so much time on the problem at hand, you're manifesting this shit and you're blocking the future to, you know, where you're trying to be. Identify the problem, sit down, and focus on the solution. See, I'm in the financial industry. And when we figure out the problem, we spent 95% of the time figuring out the solution. How do we fix this going forward? How do we keep this from happening again? We make notes, we save it, and when that issue happens again, we upgrade. Because now it doesn't happen the same way. It's very similar, but it's not the same way. So we revisit, you know, and we keep continue to find solutions. Now, I'm not saying if your partner's cheating on you, you know, infidelity is happening, you could continue to support that and talk about that shit. Because I think that shit, after it become redundant, is ridiculous. I say, fuck no. Get the fuck out of there. You know, hell no. Don't do that. But if there was a mistake that happens, let's just say cheating, and if the person has been good to you, and he just happens to step out, or she happens to step out on you, and there's real love established between you two, that's just an issue that just occurred. And after you sit down, you discuss it, find out why it happened, and put together a solution to keep it from happening. Now, if you both feel confident that the solution will work, I say go for it. But if it doesn't feel right and you don't feel like you can move on, man, take that time. Take that time and sit. Think about it. Never rush back into a relationship after you've been cheated on or anything. Take as much time as you need it, man. Because the issue is, after something like that happened, people rush right back into the relationship without fully understanding what happened and why it happened. People does that. And they run into the same issue because they didn't fully understand why it happened in the first place. See, we don't fully understand the issue in the first place. You are creating other opportunities for it to happen again. Just like I mentioned earlier, I'm in the financial industry, and when there's glitches or something that happens, you know, within our financials and stuff, we go all the way back to when it first happened with whoever or whatever, and we find out the problem. And from there, we set and place solutions to keep it from happening. I feel like relationships, you have to do that same problem, that same thing. I know everybody who cheats, everybody has a different reason why they cheat. Nobody literally has the same reason. Maybe that there was something missing in a relationship that you didn't get, that you didn't receive from the person. You know, everybody has something different, you know? But if you don't get down to the bottom line, the reason for it all, and get a clear understanding why it happened, from that point on, you're wasting your time. You're going to create more heartache, headache. There's going to be more arguments. That's going to be pointless. Because you failed to identify the problem when it occurred. Now, I think it's pointless to come up with a solution if you haven't completely identified the problem. You know, it's like, let's just be real with ourselves. Yes, I've been cheated on. I've been on both sides of the fence. I've been cheated on and used, and I've done cheating myself. And I also have been in that position where I didn't fully understand why, and I rushed right back in because I was in love with this person. I just wanted to be with this person. But things was never right because we didn't identify it and we didn't hold each other accountable for our actions. And so the arguments was more often. There was no compromising. There was no communicating. There was not any of that. Because we left an issue that was completely unresolved. So those are some of the key founders of building a relationship. You got to spend time with each other. I don't give a fuck what it is you do. And I ain't talking about fucking, because that ain't spending time with somebody when you fucking, because you ain't talking. You're fucking. I'm talking about ride around with each other. Talk. Talk about the silly shit. Talk about stupid, dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? Just talk. It can be about anything. Talk about paper, notebook. Hell, I don't give a fuck. Talk. Spend time with each other. Show each other affection. Hold each other's hand when you out. You know what I'm saying? You out in public, hold each other's hand. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck you gotta hide? I feel like if a motherfucker can't hold my hand while we out in public at the malls, the grocery stores, or just out enjoying the day out, if you can't hold my hand, then we got a fucking problem. Because you don't want to hold my hand? You don't want people to see us together like this? Well, fuck it. Cats out the fucking bag, bitch. They see us anyway. So we need to really understand when people do certain things and why. But let's get back to that list of, man, a building relationship. We got to talk, man. Communicate. Some people feel like it's pointless to let a person know their moves of the day. This is something that I've tried recently, and it actually worked. I move a lot, you know, today. You know, sometimes I'm here, you know, and I got clients that I meet with. You know, I got a daughter. She has basketball practice and games, or I'm picking up the kids here and there. I always communicate with my lady. Hey, baby, hey, I'm about to leave work. I'm heading to go pick up my daughter, and we're going to head to basketball practice, you know. She at least know where I am for the next 2 hours. It's not to let her know every move. I want her to feel comfortable that whenever she needs to find me, she can fucking find me. She know exactly where I am. I don't mind because I ain't got shit to hide. I feel like if you can't let your partner know your moves throughout the day and whatnot, you got something you want to fucking hide, man. You got something you want to hide, and you don't want a motherfucker keeping tabs on you. You know what I'm saying? Newsflash, motherfuckers. If you getting married, your wife going to have tabs on you. Your husband's going to have tabs on you. He going to know where the fuck you at. My point is, and then if you are in, if that's not where you're heading, is marriage that ultimate commitment? Why even be in a relationship? Let's just keep it all the way, honey. Let's keep it honest, people. Why? Why are you wasting each other's time? You know, why waste each other's time if that's all we're doing? Shit, you can date, hang out, party, dinners, fuck. I mean, you can do all this shit without being in a relationship. There's plenty of people out here that are just free whirling that's what they do. They're not looking for a relationship. So if you're one of those type of people and you're in a relationship and you just want to just get the fuck out because you're wasting somebody's time, that's very, very disrespectful. Get out now. But let's get back to this list that helps and nurtures a relationship. Compromising, communicating, showing each other affection. You know what I'm saying? Ladies, come on now. Men love, I ain't gonna lie, I love it when my lady hold on to my arm. You know what I'm saying? Like she wants me to just protect her from anything. Hell yeah, I love that shit. You know what I'm saying? I love my lady when she just kisses me just because she just wants to. I love that shit. You know what I'm saying? I love when she just looks at me and she bites her lips because she wants me to come get that. I love that shit. Right? For real. You know what I'm saying? I love when my lady, she come kiss me on the ear. You know what I'm saying? On my neck. Just because she just feels like it. I love that shit. Man, make your lady feel like she's protected no matter where y'all go. Your lady should never feel like she's just with a motherfucker, man. She should never just feel like she's just with somebody hanging out with a homeboy or nothing. Nah, that should be different. You console your lady. Make her feel protected. You hold her hand. Put your arm around her. Let her know you got her. Every now and again, shit, give her a kiss. You don't have to be behind closed doors to do that shit. And you professing your love for your lady, it shouldn't matter where you at. Me, shit, I like being up in the grocery store. I'm gripping ass. I'm grabbing the hips. I'm all up on her. I don't care who sees it. Because me, I just love my lady. You feel me? I love her. I'm going to show that affection no matter where we at. You feel me? Just spontaneous. You know what I'm saying? I like to come up and kiss on her neck and grab her butt cheek. You feel me? And just let her know. Yeah, when we get home, yeah, just know you getting it. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? Just let her know. Play around a little bit. You have to create your own fantasy with each other. You know what I'm saying? It's a world that only you two can live in. Don't invite nobody else into that shit either. You punk motherfuckers out here, we want to bring other people in a relationship. Nah, man, that's later for that shit. Nah, create a fantasy just for you two. And you two only. Only y'all. Something that y'all both feel comfortable in. Something y'all both can enjoy. In and out, behind closed doors. Something only you two can relate to. You have to create that atmosphere in your relationship. And last but not least, support each other. You dumb fucks out here. Y'all out here got partners out here trying to do something, build a business, start an entrepreneurship, just trying to do something. And the other half not even fucking supporting. It costs nothing to support. $0. Only thing you have to do is pay attention. For real, that's it. You know your person, your boyfriend, girlfriend is trying to start a company, a business. You know what I'm saying? Or own other business ventures. Encourage them to continue to go. Ask them about it. Shit, it feels good when your girl or your man is asked you bring it up instead of you have to bring it up. Hey, babe, how that business shit going? I remember last week you was telling you was meeting with, you know, some guy or some woman. You know what I'm saying? How'd that go? You know, and then make it interesting. Go to the next step. Ask if there's anything you can do to help. And if not, you continue to support. You continue to bring it up. You continue to be on their heads about their business. Because there's a reason why they're trying to. And for those first-time entrepreneurs, it's very difficult, it's very hard to start a business because, for one, you're starting everything from scratch. Minimal knowledge. Now you're starting to read a lot of books, listen to podcasts, looking at videos on YouTube to try to make sure you do the right thing. And it can be very costly depending on what type of license that you have to get or permits or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So in order to make that journey pleasant, you know, you're going to need that support from your partner. You're going to need it. So those are my top things of building a relationship, a very strong relationship. Those are some of the things that we need to do. You know, that's my time for today. I appreciate y'all listeners. Chime in for episode 3. It'll be coming soon. Thank you, and I love you.